Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Well, we have Bruins tickets to give away, and that is despite the result from last night. Still a good take, and we'll give those away. Shime, you said mid, so 7:30, is that a good time to do that?
That sounds like a perfect time, Greg.
Less than a half an hour from now. On the Subaru of New England text line, you can text us at any point on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. I will read this verbatim. 77 degrees today, and the Parlay Princess is putting up her Christmas tree. Yeah, I know.
Good point.
I mean, can you wait at least until there's a little chill in the air?
Please say verbatim.
It's supposed to get a bit of a chill this weekend. Curtis, I don't want to step on your toes, but...
Fighting with everybody today.
I did hear that.
So your tree's going up this weekend?
Well, I'm trying to do it by the weekend, yes.
Right. Yeah. No, I just wait until there's a little bit of snow on the ground, please, for the rest of us.
Have you seen the text and Twitch line this morning? People need more joy in their life.
They do need some joy. Yes, there are some that need joy. There are some that have found joy. And that's the way it always goes every 4 years.
Another day above ground is a good day, so be happy about that.
All right, we got a couple leads left. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I am excited.
Morning, Wiggy.
Yeah, good morning. I am excited about what happened and what I saw yesterday. It has nothing to do with the election, but it has to do with the college football playoffs and their first ranking of the college football playoffs. So just imagine this. Imagine if the college football playoffs were to start tomorrow. The matchups, Texas versus Boise State. And we all know about that running back at Boise State. But think about these games. Penn State hosting Bama. Mm. Tennessee, Curtis, you're going to love this one, hosting Notre Dame.
They deserve it now. I can't hate too much on Notre Dame, but Tennessee will curb stomp them.
Right. Curtis is the college football sharp on this show.
I am.
Undefeated, I believe, when it comes to locks.
I am. I actually said that Trump would win 51% of the popular vote as well.
4-0 on the locks.
Lock it up.
Lock it up. And undefeated Indiana would be hosting BYU with Oregon, Ohio State, Georgia, and Miami all having the bye week. So I am excited to kind of see how things are. I know we still got about 4 weeks left in the college football season, but just to think on how things are going to be able to play out for the playoffs, where we can actually see, like, you know, whether it's a Penn State versus Bama, a Notre Dame versus Tennessee, college football playoffs and the whole 12-team playoffs. I am super excited about this. I've been waiting for it. I've kind of talked about it a few times throughout the football season. But I know there's still going to be a little bit of the BS that goes on.
Uh-huh.
But it's going to be a great, great college football playoff season to watch. And just to have a little preview of what to expect is exciting.
Okay, Wiggy. Thank you. Great.
You got
lead.
It.
Great lead this morning.
Thank you.
Well, the NFL trade deadline passed yesterday, and your New England Patriots did nothing. And I have to say, I find myself disappointed by that. This team clearly has their quarterback. Am I right? No argument about that. You have the quarterback for the future.
Yep.
You have the franchise, I think. You are, now your mission is to build around him and find ways to make sure that he is able to be better. You were getting calls on guys, whether it was KJ Osborne or Kendrick Bourne or Duggar or whomever. You were getting calls on guys. That is an established fact, and you did nothing. Meanwhile, you know what your primary needs are on this football team, and I think we would all agree that it's a left tackle and a legit wide receiver. The Vikings, Scheim, ended up getting a left tackle, and all they had to give up was like a conditional sixth or seventh round pick or whatever.
That's correct. In acquiring Cam Robinson, they gave up a conditional seventh round pick.
So can you explain to me why you didn't part with anybody yesterday and start assembling picks? What are you playing for this season?
Well, you're not playing for anything, but what are you getting? So what's
I don't care.
What's like a conditional seventh round pick for KJ Osborne?
You could have gone and given up a conditional sixth or seventh round pick and got that left tackle.
All right. So
I an idiot?
No. But here's the other.
Please don't answer.
Here's the other set. I would say, Greg. Yeah, you could have done that, but why not wait until after the season when a team like Chicago that might not make the playoffs, kind of goes in a different direction, and they're done with a guy like DJ Moore.
Because you don't know that for a fact.
You don't, but you're not going to get him now when they're still in the playoff hunt.
But my question, Wiggs, is Greg makes a great point. Like, why wouldn't you do that pick for the left tackle the Vikings got? You immediately give Drake May a little bit of help.
Right.
Save him. I don't think he's going to get hurt again, but give some time in the pocket to grow. And it's a seventh or sixth round pick.
Like, who cares?
Like, why wouldn't you do that? It cures an immediate need.
No, I ultimately could see that. Maybe they have their eyes set on a bigger prize come the offseason.
But you could.
And Cam Robinson's going to be a free agent in the offseason.
Right.
Like, and you don't have to give him a contract extension. You could or you could not.
And if you give him a qualifying offer, I believe you get a pick back anyway if he signs somewhere else.
No, I get you on that one. I mean, I don't know how talented they feel like this kid is. I mean, he's probably better than what you have. But I think, isn't Ronnie Staley going to be a free agent? Like, those are that's what I'm looking at. Like, go get those guys. Like, I don't care that you didn't trade for anybody.
Greg, is your big point the fact that if they had done anything right now, it would show that they have some type of want or push to make this team better, and it would give some hope to fans?
I'm not worried about it from the fan perspective. I just don't understand when I am told over and over and over again that you have the worst roster in the entire league.
Right.
If there's interest in somebody or in anybody on the worst roster in the league.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Geek, and you're not competing for anything this season, you're looking ahead to the future.
Right.
Take what you can get and see if you can turn that lemon into some lemonade, and then go. You have tons of money, so right. You're right. So go out and get the free agency you want to get with the money after.
Maybe like, they feel like that lemon's not worth it. Maybe they feel.
KJ Osborne and Tyquan Thornton don't play for you anyways.
Right.
Like, you saw Jonathan Mingo, a guy who barely has 500 career receiving yards, get traded to the Dallas Cowboys for a fourth round pick, which is insane. The Cowboys, by the way, just a few years ago, traded Amari Cooper for a fifth round pick. And Amari Cooper's 1,000 times better than anything Jonathan Mingo has or will ever do.
Right.
And so it's like, if anybody was actually offering you anything for KJ Osborne and Tyquan Thornton, you should have done it.
Yeah, but I don't think they were.
Small Dunkin' Donuts black coffee.
I don't think anybody was offering anything for those guys.
And these people that are against the trade for the tackle are living like it's 10 years ago. Let's say Cam Robinson starts the remainder of the season. What's that? Right. 7 games?
Yep.
All right.
So you trade a 6th round pick for a starting left tackle for half of your franchise's rookie season, and you lose him, Do you think the 6th-round pick you take next year is going to start 6 games for you at left tackle ever?
Oh.
So then what are we even arguing about?
You also God, that is stupid. You know, people go, oh, he's a rental. Like, maybe he loves it here. Maybe he loves Drake May. Maybe he loves Sherrod Mayo.
Right.
The only thing that matters this year is the growth and development of Drake May. If he helps that, then it's worth it well more than a 6th-round pick.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are our leads on a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will join us at 9 this morning, and we'll talk Celtics right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins get shut out in Toronto 4-0. Swayman was in goal. He had 23 saves in the loss. And Jim Montgomery says it's more of the same from earlier in the season for this team.
Yeah, I mean, our special teams, the numbers are the numbers, right? And the players that get the privilege of either being on the penalty kill or power play, along with us coaches, need to be better with our plan and need to be better in our execution.
He saved himself. He included the coaches last minute there. He's a point the finger at the players guy, Jim Montgomery. So, I mean, is he here at Christmas? That's my question.
Well, your point, though, rings true. Like, they've got one more coaching change before they've got to really take a look at the whole organization, and do they really want to use it?
Well, they're going to have to use it. The question is whether or not they use it in the middle of the season or at the end of the season. Because you're either going to re-em up or you're going to move on from them.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I should have been looking at farther inside the organization much earlier than this.
But I think they're going to let it ride until the end of the season, because you'll probably still sneak in the back door as a playoff team. And then if he has another poor performance in the postseason, they'll get rid of him.
I think he's likely done before Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
I mean, the reporting last weekend was that he was out.
Yeah.
NHL Network.
Yeah. The Celtics are back in action tonight at home, welcoming Steve Kerr and the Warriors to town. Tip is at 7:30. Jaylen Brown is out of this one. In Philly, the NBA has suspended Joel Embiid for 3 games without pay for shoving a columnist, Marcus Hayes, from the Philadelphia Inquirer in the locker room after the loss to the Grizzlies on Saturday. And the Dodgers announced yesterday that Shohei Ohtani has had surgery on that shoulder he injured during the World Series. And you've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals, 4 full hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
The Twitch chat losing their mind over a 6th-round pick. It's unbelievable to me.
What's the argument?
That you stockpile 6th-round picks to move up in the draft. I just would ask you, Google draft value chart. You're not stockpiling 6th-round picks to move up in the draft, you moron. I would also add, you can't in the same breath say that nobody wants to come play here, then have the opportunity to trade for someone who is forced to come here and say that's a bad idea. God, everybody is a freaking idiot today. 62 degrees and sunny, afternoon high of 77.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place.
Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.